You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Our parenting feature with Nikki Bush, who's on the line with us on Skype. Good morning to you, Nikki.
Hello, Pamela. How are you this morning?
We are well, Nikki. So what you want to address today is that thing about the haves, the problem that the haves have of how much is too much when it comes to giving your children all their heart's desire.
That's right, Pamela. And it's a bit of a hot potato topic. And I have to admit that I don't have all the answers. But I'm very, very interested to hear what our listeners are going to call in and tell us about, you know, how committed we are to giving our children everything that they want or everything that we think society needs them to have. Mm. And there is, I keep hearing about everything from first birthday parties where the child is not even aware of what's going on. Mm. And you've got the farmyard and you've got, you know, all sorts of things that appear at this amazing party. To matric dances. Mm. And matric dances, the weird thing is that I'm getting the impression that the kids are not that interested in the matric dance itself.
Oh, really?
They're more interested in the pre-drinks, the pre-party.
Okay.
What happens before the matric dance.
Okay.
And the after-party, what happens after it. And come 11 o'clock at night or 11:30 at night when that matric dance is over, the kids are out of there. They cannot wait to leave. Hmm. So it's about the car that you arrive in and the dress that you have. Mm. And parents are being hard pushed to keep up with the Joneses and to afford, you know, what is almost socially expected of them.
You were saying that you don't have the answers, but I wonder if this is something that, and I know parents have been discussing it for a while. I certainly don't have a child who's in matric, but I know that it's been a concern for many parents. Surely the school governing bodies should have maybe come together with this and maybe set some standards. You know how sometimes there are rules about how much money you can give your child for tuck money and that kind of thing. Surely there can be a way where schools can intervene with just how elaborate what parents are spending. I mean, is that possible?
I don't know how possible that is, but what I can tell you is that I also know of schools that still do the matric dance, for example, on the property, on the premises.
Yes.
And the kids seem to have an absolute ball. And, you know, another example is, for example, having homemade parties, not matric dances we're talking about here, but birthday parties. And, I'm one of those proponents of, getting stuck in, doing the decor yourself, doing the games yourself,
yes,
and the cake yourself. Well, I'm fortunate. My mum makes beautiful cakes for us, our kids. She's done it for every grandchild.
Yes.
She's counting up how many cakes she's actually made.
Uh-huh.
And it's become an amazing thing that the kids just love her cakes. Look, she's a pro. But they don't look like the cakes that come from the bakery that look perfect, if you know what I mean. These are character cakes.
Mm-hmm.
And she always takes the child's interest in mind in that year.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids get to request their cake.
Mm.
They also get a cake to take to school. And let me tell you, she makes the most delicious cake. There's nothing left.
My order is on its way, Nikki.
You know, most times you have these beautiful birthday cakes that nobody eats. They're a work of art, but nobody eats them.
You're afraid to touch them.
And it's bizarre. It's absolutely bizarre.
Yeah.
Things do not always have to cost. Let's actually understand that our kids are being brought up and born into a consumeristic, materialistic culture.
Mm.
And I think that whether you are in a private school or a government school, whichever end of the spectrum you land up in, there is this aspirational idea of what things need to look like and what you need to have in order to feel good, in order to be part of and fit into.
To belong.
Yeah. We are taught that to have the right stuff means you've made it. So it's very much about what it looks like from the outside. And that's not even just about these parties. It's about how we dress on a normal day when we're not at school in our school uniform.
Mm.
And you start totting up what some kids are wearing and you get your calculator out. And it's amazing. Some children are being brought up. In fact, their parents don't have the background to bring them up. So the kids are saying, if you buy me this, that's the right thing.
Let's take calls on 011-883-0702. I think it's Shaunine. Hi, Shaunine.
Hey. Hi, good morning.
Thanks for calling, Shaunine.
Hi. I mean, I think that this is only a something of an indictment in terms of kind of this goldfish bowl that we live in and the greater bowl being the most unequal Gini coefficient in the world. That we're talking about this and then asking actually that school governing bodies need to intervene to kind of set the standard of what is and isn't permissible. I think that is entirely the role of parents. And you know, this dynamic of keeping up with the Joneses it should be so passé. It's so irrelevant. And the role of school is actually to teach us what to think.
So
there's no critical thinking. The role of schools actually is to teach us how to think, because then if you have critical thinking, you actually don't end up in a debate like this at all, and neither do your children.
So, Shaunine, let me ask you this. So the issue about the school governing body, right?
Yeah,
so my take on this is that, in the sense that, remember, most of those school governing bodies are really made up of parents. So it's just a sense of community where the community decides together. So I imagine that many parents are, even those who give, feel the pressure of the other because they assume that, you know what I'm saying, they're in this situation where they think that they need to belong and so on. So if as a community they are together saying, oh, in fact, we all agree, so why don't we perhaps devise a plan to work together on this? That's maybe where I'm coming from with the school governing body.
I hear you absolutely. And I would love if we actually thought for the community and for the greater good of the community. Because then the whole booga mina, chest beating, me, what dress, what car, what rubbish, would not be so prevalent. Because if we truly did think as a community, there would be way more empathy.
Yes, yes.
Because like, if I did, so my parents can afford Gucci, bless them, you know, but how will that make someone else feel? And when are we going to get to a point where this pursuit of brands and toxic capitalism is going to be unappetizing, even for those that can afford it.
This is
not. And so that's my point. The role of schools should be to teach our children how to think. Because I'm afraid, as parents, we're a bit of a lost generation. We've been taught what to think, whether it's by schools or by churches or by politicians. There is no critical thinking. This is not defensible, you know. If I look at a trend in jeans, is this very torn look.
Yes, that you pay a lot of money.
Yeah. I know we're kind of having a giggle about it.
I know. Sorry.
No, it's cool. I mean, I think that I need to lighten up myself.
Yes.
But I mean, that's kind of really taking it is so deeply offensive at a sociological level. Because you drive up to a traffic light and there is someone whose clothes are completely torn because it's not a fashion statement. And we glorify things that we don't even realize. And if our schools were teaching us how to think as opposed to what to think.
Spot on, Shaunine. Thank you very much for that wonderful contribution. Bye. Thanks very much for that. I mean, she's got a point, hey, Nikki. What do you think?
Yes, no, I thought it was a very interesting contribution. And I want to pick up something that she did say. You know, she talked about community and she talked about empathy. And I think when it comes to celebrations, particularly like rites of passage, you know, like 13th birthday parties, 18th birthdays,
bar mitzvahs,
weddings,
and all of that.
Weddings, and all those kinds of things. If you think back in time, and I was reminded of this last Sunday when I went to a memorial service, and And the husband was giving a lovely eulogy, telling the story of how he met his wife who passed away. Mm. And they're in their 70s now. And when they were young, and they'd met and they'd lived together for a while, and they decided they were, and so that was a big thing, of course, mm-hmm. living together in all those years ago. And then they decided to get married. And the next day they skipped down to the registry office. Mm. They got married and they went back to work afterwards. So the two of them and two witnesses go down to the registry office, get married because they are madly in love.
And got on with it.
Their whole life. They went back to the office after lunch and got on with it. And it got me thinking. Mm. So think about our children. Mm. They are being sold because you watch TV all the time and you watch The Bachelorette and you watch all these wedding bashes and whatever. They're being sold the fairy tale of the knight in shining armor coming in the white horse, and you've got to look like a princess, and all the things and the trappings that go with this. And of course, some of us know that fairy tales don't exist. You know, it's such a figment of the imagination.
Such
it's
a party pooper, Nick. Such, listen, there's Zizwe. I think it's Zizwe who's on the line with us who disagrees. Hello. Is it Zizwe or Zizwe?
Zizwe, man.
Oh, all right. Hi, Zizwe.
I wanted to speak to you about this issue of matric dancers because I have a different take on it.
Okay.
And specifically, my take is, listen, if you know the integral part of being in a matric dance, it's not what it used to be 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's not what it's going to be in 10 years later. Mm. And the moment is, I feel like if your parents have the means to put forward money or whatever the case it may be to make sure your day is special, I feel it is right. If there are parents that disagree with it, I understand that's their opinion, but it doesn't mean it's wrong. First of all, parents expose their children to TV, A, B, C, D. This is a social media a frenzy that's happening at this point in time. Mm. You can't take your child away from it because when they grow up, they're going to be exposed to it anyways. What you got to do is teach your child how to handle it. Taking it away from them is not going to help them. So therefore, if you do not have the means or you do not agree in terms of getting them a nice car or a convoy or whatever the case may be, because I do go to a private school and I don't feel the pressure, but I do feel as if I've got to make an entrance for myself, make my day feel special, and do whatever I need to do. You know what I mean? So
are you on matric, Zizwe?
Yes, ma'am.
So this is going to be your year?
Yeah, there has to be.
So tell us what you've planned, Zizwe, on your parents' budget. Tell us what you've planned.
You see, that's another thing.
Yeah.
You see, people see this budget. You see, you've got friends, you've got people that your parents know. So you say, listen, even if it's not about booking or renting a car, it's about saying, hey, listen, Dad, you know this so-and-so. I need this type of car. Can you get it for me? You do it 6, 7, 8 weeks in advance. Organize it. No pressure on your parents. Your suit, you make sure, okay, you're not, Mom, how are you doing? A, B, C, D, I need a suit like this. Can you organize? Whatever. You can even go to Joe's. You get that same suit that looks like Gucci. But it's not even Gucci. It's a nice suit. 2,500 rand. People think it's 20,000.
Zizwe, tell me what you're planning for your matric dance.
Oh,
tell us. Yes.
For my matric dance. Oh, you know what? I'll give you a teaser. The teaser, this is the teaser. The teaser is, you know, a nice car, maybe because I was speaking to my dad, you know, maybe a nice Porsche, Bentley, we're looking at that one entrance, roses, Ferrero Rocher for my dad, you know, something nice and sweet. It's the one time in your life.
So the Bentley, talk to me about the Bentley. Where are you getting the Bentley from? Is there a friend?
No, he's getting a Porsche.
He said the Bentley or Porsche. So which one is it going to be, Zizwe?
We'll see. It's a teaser. You know what I mean? I'm giving you a teaser. You know,
my MP. We're getting the preview.
But that's the thing. I understand what you guys are alluding to in terms of the pressures and so forth. But you see, we live in an environment where your opinion is heard and so forth. So therefore, we believe that, you know what, listen, if you can't do it, like some guys, they come in a party bus, which they all pay for. Mm-hmm. Everybody contributes their 500 rand. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a fun time. So there's just different ways about going about things, if you understand what I'm trying to say.
certainly hear you, Zizwe, and it's interesting. Thank you very much for calling us. You know, I think it's always good to hear from the other, and I thank you for calling and, you know, putting your side of the story forward.
No worries, ma'am. Thank you very much.
No worries, man, Zizwe. Thanks, man, Zizwe. I mean, it's interesting, hey?
It's fair. I told you this would be a hot topic. So I love the fact that Zizwe is coming up with being resourceful. So he is using critical thinking, and he's saying, so if you can't afford the Gucci suit, get into Johannesburg and go and find a lookalike. No one will know the difference. Mm-hmm. Now that is very interesting, because mm-hmm. there are, of course, kids who won't accept the difference. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? It has to be the right brand. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they won't feel like they've made it. Mm. But there are some kids who will be quite smart and who will manage to find a knockoff of something that looks really good. And if you've got personality, you can carry it off and nobody will know the difference.
Jeez. Listen, it's been lovely chatting, Nikki. We've got to go. And will you do this again next week?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Nikki Bush there. Thanks, and it's Amanda. All on nikkibush.com.